World of Warcraft. What it does is it sits in a CRT encapsulated space, a place where you can engage in a virtuosity that virtually can then become part of your experience. It's how you can find your power in a game, sometimes if you can't find your power in your meat sack. And that's why the kids are so good at it, because they can outwit its creators. They have the ads out, do you want to be the next multi-billionaire? Learn how to write the next big fun game that everybody will pay $50 to get on their Xbox to play. And then especially if it has the Xbox Live feature so that others can play against you in your teams as you're trying to shoot things and kill things and make the blood and guts look more real. Well, that virtual, and then like Black Mesa, when he comes into the scene, if you can beat Black Mesa, or if you come all the way back to Portal and Portal 2, that's the fun thing that they're trying to get you thinking, well, maybe Black Mesa can help you, because otherwise, best we have to offer is stale cake. And there is no cake. Cake is a lie. And yet, at the same time, that's the point of Portal as compared with World of Warcraft. So once you start marrying those together, then all of a sudden individual humans can allow that potential power, we're going to get into physics if you're not careful, to be demonstrated as an example in the meat sack of a new is. And that new is then opens up a whole new degree or paradigm that up until for now had never been able to be engaged. So if you were like Winston Churchill, then the best you could do is sit in a wheelchair and build brick walls.